People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
Eden Housing doesn't just provide roofs for people in need of affordable housing. Eden opens doors to new lives. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on our year-end episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing, we'll be hearing from two residents whose lives have been impacted in countless positive ways through the opportunities provided by Eden. Bill Nguyen has lived at Eden Palms for all of his 19 years of life.
My dad fought for the South Vietnamese side in the Vietnam War, and he was incarcerated under the Viet Cong for 6 years. So in compensation, in 1992, the U.S. allowed our family to come here. And my parents, my two older brothers, my younger brother, and I have been settled in Eden Palms since 1995.
Cassandra Phelps Robinson has been living at the Glen Eden apartment since 2005 with her children, now 16 and 13 years old.
We've been here so long that this is like their neighborhood. You know, this is their community versus, you know, I grew up moving from place to place. When it got too much, the rent was, you know, unaffordable for my grandmother. It was like we had to move. I wanted them to have something a little different from that, and they definitely got that living here at Glen Eden.
Consistency, community, and safety. These are basic needs for families. Both Bill and Cassandra have taken advantage of the opportunities provided by Eden in their affordable housing communities. Some of the benefits have been tangible. Other advantages have been more subtle.
Growing up in Eden Palms was incredible for so many reasons. First of all, it was really diverse. The residents come from all walks of life, all sorts of cultural and religious beliefs, and that helped me to become a lot more empathetic and more sensitive to different backgrounds. I still consider a lot of my neighbors my best friends, although it's been hard to keep in touch lately. Eden Palms is also really safe. My parents never worried about me playing outside. Eden Palms had fantastic after-school programming. So having the homework and activities club as a quiet space that I could rely on after school to do my homework and have a snack and get help with projects and talk to my friends, that was incredible during my K through 12 schooling. Summer program has also left me with some unforgettable memories, all those relay races, those pizza days, those water balloons, and digital connectors. It really taught me how to give back to the community by using technology and educating people young and old about technology.
Education is a high priority at Eden Housing. Cassandra applied for her first scholarship from Eden around 2009.
I was really nervous. You know, I'm coming from this background of thinking that, you know, I'm a teen mother and I don't have time to go to school and how can I afford to go to school? So let me just get a certificate in something and see how that goes. I ended up doing that fairly quickly and did really well in the classes. I think my mindset when I applied for the scholarship, that it wasn't just about the money. I felt this sense of group of, I'm sorry, I'm getting all teary-eyed just thinking about it. A group of people got together and decided that they also believed in my dream of becoming a college graduate. I don't know. To them, it was probably like just $1,000 or something, but that was like one of the major catalysts in my academic experience and in my life that said, I'm not alone in this little dream that I have. Like, I have other people who are saying, you can do this, go do this.
Cassandra went on to win additional scholarships from Eden Housing and has availed herself of educational opportunities she may never have imagined.
I received my associate's degree in paralegal studies. I went forward and transferred to the University of San Francisco, where I received my bachelor's degree in organization behavior and leadership studies. And I graduated at the top of my class, and I was the commencement speaker at my undergraduate graduation. And then I continued on at the University of San Francisco, where I just received my master's degree in organization development. Every year I received a scholarship from Eden Housing, and I completed that within 5.5 years.
At age 19, Bill Nguyen is now living 3,000 miles away from home in New York City.
I'm a student at Columbia University, and my experience in college has been really different from my experience growing up in Eden Palms. So at Columbia University, a lot of the students come from upper class or upper middle class backgrounds largely. So for them, a night at the movies or a night like going to a play downtown isn't considered a financial burden. Whereas for me, if I'm asked to like go out to eat or like go out to see a play, I do have to think about it a little more, and it's hard to articulate that problem without being embarrassed or abashed about it, which is a problem I didn't experience growing up in Indian Palms, where that was a shared struggle and shared experience.
Having skipped a year, Bill is now in his junior year at Columbia, studying human rights. He's hoping to become a professor of law and literature.
To me, law and literature are kind of the same thing, and I think they're important because they're both ways in which we can imagine a better world. And we tend to consider law too impersonal and literature too subjective. So I'd like to do research on how they interact with each other and how we can find a happy medium between them in service of social change.
For both Bill and Cassandra, affordable housing and all the associated services provided to them served as a gateway to higher education. Higher education, in turn, has opened doors to a new life. Cassandra is now married and expecting her third child. She and her husband are saving to purchase their own home.
I think my dream is for my children to have the proper environment and the proper mindset to realize their dreams at their pace, not based on their environment, not based on all these barriers that are in front of them. I hope that they look at me and see that it has been my wish that I've removed some of the barriers that I felt like I experienced growing up. I was the first person in my family to graduate from college. I want them to feel like that door has been kicked down. I felt like we were impoverished and we were, you know, really poor. My grandmother raised me, you know, by herself. I hope that they feel the sense of how much their dreams and their life matters to me. This has not all been done so I could just realize my own dreams, but I want this to flow through them and to their children and so forth.
At this time of year, when you're considering where to make charitable donations, there seems nothing more worthy than an organization that provides housing and a range of supportive services so that people like Bill and Cassandra can move beyond poverty to a life filled with choice. Eden Housing is that organization.
I guess the two biggest boons that Eden Palms has offered my family is first, the caring staff, especially Pamela Gutierrez. She will be a lifelong friend and a lifelong source of support for us. She is always willing to listen to our concerns, and she really took those concerns into consideration as she was developing programs for my brothers and me and all the rest of the kids in the neighborhood. And that's the second thing that Eden Palms has offered that's really made a difference in my life, which is fantastic programming. So homework and activities club, having a space after school to do my homework and to talk with other people in the neighborhood and to have a snack. It's a space that you can rely on. Like at home, it might be noisy or you might be distracted by parents bickering or other distractions like that. But it was really nice to have a space that I could rely on twice a week after school just to get things done and to relax. And finally, Digital Connectors helped me to be an ambassador for Eden Palms. And it taught me about giving back to the community and how digital literacy is just a super important part of our lives.
I think that for some people, housing or how much money you have or how you can take care of your children, all of those barriers sometimes get in the way of our true calling, in the way of our greatness. And I feel like having something as simple as not having to worry about my children coming home or having a home for my children to come to allowed me the space to remember who I was and remember who I was always meant to be and walk back into that.
There are countless stories like Bill's and Cassandra's as Eden Housing continues to open doors to a brighter future for its residents. We can do so much more with your generous contributions, so please consider a year-end gift. From everyone at Eden, happy holidays. To hear prior episodes of the Affordable Housing Podcast, subscribe for free on iTunes and visit us at edenhousing.org.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.